So it looks like changes to the power play out there. What about those changes do you think is going to work?
I think Wheels has fouled me a couple times over the past 3 years. I think that's something that's been working really well for us. And obviously having Frenchie and Rosie and Peeler there as well, it's going to be a we have a lot of skill in that unit, and we can move the puck really well, like you guys hopefully saw on the ice this morning, and hopefully we can bring that confidence and bring the same speed and pace that we just played in. Just got to bring that tonight.
Can a successful power play give you guys momentum to carry over 5-on-5?
Yeah, I think it always helps when you're feeling good on the power play. Then you'll hopefully feel good 5-on-5 too, and that's something that's going to win us a lot of games. Our power play and special teams too. So that's something we gotta focus on more. We haven't been that good special teams this year. So we gotta find a new chapter for our special teams, and hopefully gonna do that well tonight.
What's your thought on your new line and the line juggling that's happened?
Yeah, I think it's obviously unfortunate to see Litz go down like that. That's not something you want to see. Such a big part of our top six and this whole locker room. So, but you know, somebody has to step up now, and it's a great spot for Lou to come in and hopefully play well. And you know, I've had some chemistry with those two guys, but really haven't played with the two of them at the same time yet. So hopefully going to play some good hockey and build some chemistry with those two, and you know, hopefully going to play well.
You were on a line with Blake a couple of years ago when he stepped into center, and it seems like a lot of the mentality back then was surviving Mark's injury. Is that kind of the attitude you go into with this in regards to Brian?
Yeah, I think so. I think when Mark went down, Blake kind of took over the second line center spot, and I think we're playing some good hockey. I think he was playing well as a centerman, but I think still he's probably still learning every day how to be a better centerman. And but a guy with that kind of potential and skill, it's probably going to be easier transition for him than it would be for somebody else. So no, I think he's going to be good in that spot, and hopefully help our team to win as a centerman.
I think we asked this at camp, but how much did you know about Luoto before this year? And then what impressed you about his abilities in camp?
Yeah, I played with him in juniors for many years, and so we've been friends for quite many years already. So I knew him really well, and we were good friends when we played together. And after that, I kind of went and played with the players older than me, so he kind of stayed with his same age group. And you know, he's been really grinding his way to the National Hockey League, and always been one of the hardest working guys. Always played the bottom 6 minutes, but he still never heard him complain. So that just tells you that what kind of guy he is. And if guy like him from, you know, from Finland, who's been grinding his whole life, can make it to the NHL, it's pretty unbelievable, and it's great for me too as a friend.